Well, hey, welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to truly reach your potential, to define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you so much for being on this episode, for joining me. Now, listen, if you have not yet subscribed, please make sure you subscribe to this podcast. You can also go to andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and for more information. Hey, real quickly, before we jump into the content on what's happening, I want to invite you that if you're in the Raleigh-Durham area on Friday, October the 11th, there is a John Maxwell event that we are hosting at Crossroads Fellowship. So Crossroads Fellowship Church is going to be the host site for the live simulcast. So John Maxwell and his team are going to be out of Atlanta, Georgia. So they're in Atlanta, and they are going to be doing all that. And as they're doing that, we are going to be having the live broadcast here at the Crossroads Fellowship Millbrook campus. And I got a quick little audio sound bite, and so we're just going to play this real fast. Hopefully this is working. So take a listen to this.
What I'm talking about is having the willingness, the ability to make positive changes in your life as a leader and in the life of the organization, the company, the group that you lead. If you make the right kind of a change, a right kind of a shift, you're going to become better because of as a leader, and the people around you are going to become better because of that.
If you're in the Triangle area, I want to personally invite you to join me on Friday, October 11th. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can go to andygeorgecoaching.com, and you'll get all the information there, and you can register, you can sign up, and we'd love to have you join us. I love the line that he's saying about becoming better as a leader, and the people around you will be better as leaders as well. So as you saw on the graphic and you heard, there's several great world-renowned speakers, including John Maxwell himself. So Friday, October 11th, I hope you attend. You both are going to be attending.
I'll be there.
You're attending.
Yeah.
Are you excited about it?
Absolutely.
What are you excited about for that event?
Man, I'm just really excited for an opportunity to get in a room with other high caliber leaders and learn from some of the best.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. What about you, Jane? What are you excited about?
I'm going to provide some world-class hospitality.
There you go.
Welcome.
That's right.
Welcome, folks.
World-class.
Yeah.
World-class hospitality.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Very excited about it. And it's all about leadership.
It's
about becoming better leaders. And you know, there's a Maxwell quote that I love. I use it quite often that really says that everything rises and falls on leadership, which is an amazing quote. I love that quote there. But he also has a quote about adding value to people. So if we truly are thinking about everything rises and falls on leadership, and he says it this way about adding value to people. He says to add value to others, one must first value other people. And I love that when it comes to leadership. What a great concept that is about leadership, about adding value to people. If we're going to rise and fall our leadership, then an event like October 11th helps us lead better, helps us add value to people better, and it's just going to be a good time. Mm. So we're talking about leadership right here. We're talking about leadership. So what are we going to talk about in this first inaugural new format episode of the podcast? What do you have to
offer? So we've been saying it. We're going to add value to ourselves and to others. So why don't we start right there? How do you, Andy George, as a leader, add value to others?
Yeah, excellent. It's a good starting point. If we're going to add value to other people, it's very important. One, I already said it, we got to value people. So the best way to add value to people is you have to value them first. Mm-hmm. So I think a good starting point to answer that question would be just to have a conversation even here to ask both of you, how do you feel when you're valued? What do people do to add value to you that makes you feel like you are valued by them? What is it that they do? Tyler, what do you think?
I think there's things that leaders can do to make people, and you know, I've had experiences like this where you can feel like you're not just a cog in a machine, kind of getting, you know, doing a job, and that there's certain things that leaders can do that you can tell they really care about you as a person, and they care about you more than just you doing your job. You know, they actually want to see you grow as a person. They want to make sure that you are healthy. They care about your family. And
absolutely. Yeah, we all want to feel like we are being valued in different ways. So I think here's a couple of answers on how to value people. I think the first thing is you have to be present. Practicing the power of the moment and being in the moment, being present in the moment, having eye contact, talking to people, listening to them instead of being on your phone, looking at your watch, getting texts, getting phone calls, as we just had there. You know, I think if you're going to add value to other people, you got to be present in the conversation.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't make us feel good when we're having a conversation with somebody and you can just tell that they're not there, that they're thinking about something else, they're planning something else, and it just doesn't make it very fun at all. It's just, it's miserable.
Yeah. Right? Or even waiting for their turn to speak instead of listening, really listening to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst. You can tell they're crafting their response instead of listening to you.
Yeah.
It makes it, doesn't make you feel very good when that happens.
No.
Yeah, you're right. When you talk to people who all they're doing is waiting for you to finish, they can just prove your point, doesn't have that. So I think being present, but being present means a couple of things. One, it means that we are good at listening. We're good listeners.
Yeah.
I think that it also means that we are investing in them as we are in the moment. You're investing in them. You're investing your time. Maybe you're investing your wisdom and your knowledge in their life. You're talking to them, you know, pretty openly. I think communication really adds value to people a lot when we are communicating well, when we are doing all things well and adding value to people there as well. I think we have another quote too, a Jack Welch quote that simply says, before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others. I think it's a great statement. It's a great, great point of view that simply says, hey, you know, prior to you being a leader, it's all about you. But being a leader actually is about investing in other people. So how is somebody invested in you? Think about that. What do you think about that, Tyler?
Man, I think somebody invested in me. I mean, even just early on when I was younger, they see a, you know, kind of maybe something that a gifting in me or a talent that maybe I wasn't even really aware that was something that I'm good at. And I've actually had, I remember there was times when I was younger when somebody kind of called me out and they're saying, hey, you're really good at this. I think you need to step into this area and see where that takes you.
Yeah.
And it's really changed my life when leaders can see that and call that out of you.
Yeah. So somebody seeing potential inside of you, spending time with you, developing it, calling out from there is a very key statement, a very key part in doing that there. So it's very true. All right, Jamie, what about you? How about you? How about, what was the time where somebody invested in you and how did that happen and make you feel? And why was that important in your life?
I mean, I guess I can't think of a specific example, but I absolutely feel like my answer is exactly what Tyler was just saying. When somebody can recognize what your gifting is, and like Tyler was saying earlier about not feeling like just a cog in the wheel of getting things done, but they're not just after you for what you're getting done or can get done, but for finding your gifting and looking for opportunities to let you live in that.
Yeah, so I think when people add value to us, they're not just trying to get something out of us, meaning they're not trying to use us. Like they're not just using us for what we can offer them. They're really truly investing in us and putting time into us. And I think one final thing, I think real good communication helps add value to people, because when we communicate well, and I guess I'm talking more about within your team or just responding to people on emails, when we have good response time and we're communicating effectively, it really does seem to just, you know, it adds value to people. It makes them feel like they're important enough that you took time to respond to my question. You took time to get back with me on this. You took time for all these things. So I think that's very important. All right. So that's how to add value to other people. You really got to invest in people. You got to value them first before you do it. You got to spend time with them, be present in the moment, have good communication skills. Yeah. What other thoughts you have about adding value, or questions or thoughts that you have about this?
Well, I don't know. Jamie, did you want to? Sorry.
Well, do you have anything more about that?
I had a track to kind of take us in a different direction based upon this quote that you shared from Jack about before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself, and kind of this idea about growing yourself. And I wonder if we can talk a little bit about the importance of adding value to yourself, and maybe even if that is important.
Yeah.
Like if we're kind of talking all about how do you add value to people, but do you think it's really important that you should be adding value to yourself? And if so, how should we go about doing that?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, if you are not healthy, then nothing else is healthy. So if you're not healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, then you're not going to be able to give anybody else anything healthy.
Hmm.
So all that to say, it is highly important that you as a leader are growing yourself. You've got to grow yourself. You got to take care of yourself. There's a statement I love, use all the time. You either grow daily or die gradually.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just where it is. And you can use all the excuses in the world about why you're not doing that, but it really comes down to what's important. And why is it important? So it's answering the why. Why is it important for me to take care of myself? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just for me so I'm healthier or smarter or better at my job, but it's also so I can contribute to people around me, so I can help people around me feel like I'm adding value to them as well and giving them something that they actually truly need and really are looking for and really want. So just to hear from you, both of you, because I know both of you take care of yourselves in different ways. So Jamie, how do you add value to yourself? How do you care for yourself? What is it that you do?
Mm-hmm. So one of the areas that I've really grown a lot in the past few years has been protecting that work-life balance. And one of the ways that I take care of myself at home is through exercise. And it took me my whole life to figure out how important that is to me.
CG Strong.
CG Strong.
All day long.
That's where we should have that. Yeah, come on.
I'm slacking over here.
I know.
Our sound engineer, has been dying to do this. Here we go.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Yeah, but it took me.
It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Now I'm gonna overuse it now.
Yeah, that's all right.
After
go ahead.
Everything.
Go ahead.
Took me forever to figure out how important that was, just for my own body chemistry. Even I really need to exercise daily, and when I miss a day or have to, even if we're on vacation and I have to miss a week, I feel it. So I have to do that to take care of myself.
And what about you, Tyler? What do you do?
What was the question again?
How do you take care of yourself?
Thinking about that airport. Oh, how do you take care of yourself? Yeah.
You got really thrown off by that, didn't you?
Well, then there's all these other sounds over here. I'm looking at like, oh, what's going to be next?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Go ahead. Get one out of your system.
Well, man, this movie horn, like, I mean.
What's this?
Come on. That's just like the most epic thing you've ever heard.
In the year 2030.
So how do I take care of myself? I don't know the ways.
Did you get that out of your system now?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Really, probably by reading, and so I'm trying to find, you know, some good leadership materials that I can kind of advance myself as a leader and grow in my leadership. But then also looking at other people who are doing what I'm doing, kind of in the same field that I'm in, and seeing how they do it, what they do differently, what they do better, and just what I can learn from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how to take care of yourself, how to value yourself. Here's a couple of things. One, I think everybody's got to be a learner. You got to be a lifelong learner, period. Mm-hmm. Lifelong learning. And there's ways to do that. You can get books, podcasts, videos, go to conferences, spend time with other people. But the moment that a leader feels like they no longer have to learn, man, your leadership ability and your ceiling has just been capped. You have to continue to learn. You're never the best. There's always somebody better. And there's always something else to learn. You never know everything about all that you do. So in all that to say that you've got to keep learning. The moment you stop learning, the moment you stop getting better at your craft, the better at your field, you just stop being an effective leader, plain and simple. And I think, you know, there's so many leaders to learn from. You know, I mean, even what we're doing right now, we're on YouTube Live, we're recording a podcast. I listen to podcasts. I listen to things all the time. And you can have mentors from all over the globe. All over the world, you can learn from somebody at any time, at any point. And so there's no excuse, basically. There's no excuse to not continue to learn and to grow. Mm-hmm. So reading, listening, coaching, mentoring, spending time with other leaders. And ultimately, you got to take time to unwind. Mm-hmm. You just got to take time for yourself and relax, refresh, renew, just relax a little bit and have just time to breathe. You know, to breathe. And you know, for me, it's going golfing and it's watching movies. Those are the two things for me: watching movies and golfing. For you, it's probably exercising. Mm-hmm. For you, it's reading. Mm-hmm. Maybe taking the dog for the walk, or you know, just getting out and doing whatever it is that you do. So I think that is very important. That if we're going to add value to other people, and we're going to add value to ourselves, that's what it requires right there. So,
right. Yeah, that's really good.
Yep.
One more thing that I'd like to see if we can get you to talk about. So we've talked about adding value to others kind of around us, adding value to yourself, but I think there's a way that you can think about this and talk about this kind of at an organizational level, kind of thinking about the kind of where you are in an organization and what you can do to add value to that organization.
So once you add value to yourself, you're now valuable to other people, not just individually, but also within the organization. So if you work on a team or if you're in a company, there's two traps you can fall into. One is you don't feel like you have anything to offer, right? You just don't feel like you have anything to offer. And the other one is you feel like you can't offer what you think you can. So in other words, a big thing to learn as a leader for most people that are listening or watching this is, how do I actually influence and lead from the middle chair?
Meaning
I'm not the person out front. I'm not the main person. I'm not in charge. I'm just on the team. So how can I influence from where I am? But there's two major pitfalls in that. What do you think they are? There's two major pitfalls. So how, you know, what are the struggles that people have from leading from the middle? There's two extremes that they're going to go to. Mm-hmm. Let's see if you got those figured out. I think you do.
Easy one to fall into is to say, like, I'm not in control. Like, I don't have any say over what happens. And so you kind of just don't do anything. You kind of accept that I have no control, so I'm not going to try to change anything.
That's exactly right. No control, so why try? Why bother? Mm-hmm. So then you have no voice and you have no influence. And then what do you think the other one is?
So I think the opposite of that is the overstep. The not even that awareness that you aren't the leader and just kind of stepping into it anyway.
Overstepping boundaries, bypassing process, going around the leader in front of you. All those things create issues. So how do we add value to the organization? One, I think that you've got to be an authentic leader in whatever chair you're in. So having good integrity, having good motivation, whether you're the leader, whether you're in the middle, whether you're by yourself as the leader, I think being having good integrity and being an authentic leader, being real. I think we all like leaders like that. What's the biggest leadership quality you're looking for in a leader, somebody who's leading you? What's at the top of your list of things that you would say, you know what, I respect this in a leader? What would that be?
Maybe not the top one, but the one that's coming to mind right now is probably just honesty. I really appreciate when a leader can admit maybe when they've made a mistake or admit when they don't have the best idea in the room, and kind of be honest about that. So that's something I really appreciate.
So do you like when somebody's honest with you about areas you need to grow in? Does that include that area? So somebody to tell you
that's harder to hear sometimes.
But do you appreciate that? You appreciate that. So what's the top quality? One of the top qualities that's coming to mind.
It is hard to just pick one. I'm definitely with Tyler. I think integrity, somebody who what they say they're gonna do or who they say they are behind the scenes is what they really do and is who they really are. But a big one for me is that they treat me with respect. Just treat me with respect, care about me as a person, recognize my gifts.
Excellent. I think for me, not that you asked, but it's got me thinking, is it an encouraging leader? I like encouraging leaders. Yes. I like leaders that are not the cheerleader, where their head's in the sand or they don't know, but I like leaders who are encouraging no matter what. They're just encouraging. Everything coming out of them. Like the kind of leaders that when you leave their meeting, you feel better about yourself.
Even if they
have to say some hard things, you still walk away going, but they kind of encouraged me. Like, that was good. So I think an encouraging leader is important. So I think to add value to the organization, you've got to be real. You got to be authentic. I think being an encourager, being honest, being a team player, leading from the middle, using the voice you're given to lead from the middle, I think is very, very important as well.
So if say there's somebody struggling right now listening to this, they're in the middle and they're like, I know it's really important for me to lead from the middle. Maybe, and if they're struggling for that, what might be one specific practical thing that you might encourage them to do either to finish out this week or to start next week?
This is going to help somebody out there, no doubt. And it's real simple. Grow where you're planted. I think that's one of the greatest things. If you're struggling, meaning you don't feel like you have any influence or the people in front of you don't care what you say or what you're doing, if you're struggling with, do I really add value to the organization? I think one of the greatest things that you can do is grow where you're planted. So in other words, whatever role you've been giving, be the best at it. Be the best at that role. I think that as a boss or as a leader who's leading a team, what you want are people to do their job and do it well. And I think that as you do that, influence just isn't given to people. I don't think, like, influence isn't given to somebody because they look good. Well, at least it shouldn't, right? Now, of course, we got the influencers on social media primarily because they look good. It's ridiculous. Millions That's of followers because they have an image. But in leadership, that doesn't quite work that way. At least it shouldn't work that way. And so you're not just handed influence. Your first day, you don't come in and go, oh, here's some influence. You kind of have to earn that. Along with trust and honesty, integrity, and you earn some of that stuff. But So I think that if you're struggling, feeling like you're not making a difference in your organization, become the best at your role. And by being the best, here's a good way of thinking about it. Let's say, and I love this analogy, that there's a box, mm-hmm. and inside of the box are all these little boxes. Mm-hmm. So you got the big box on the outside. On the inside are all the little boxes, including you. You're one of those little boxes. Well, the way to make the box better and bigger is by making your box bigger, right? So
yeah.
So if you're expanding your leadership capability, it's going to press against the walls of your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you are, like if you have a role and you're kind of boxed into that role, the way to influence the other areas is make your boxes bigger.
Hmm.
Right?
And
when you make your box bigger, your influence is bigger, it's going to bump into those other areas. And then they have to choose. They have to say, well, we got to become now better because this guy here is rocking it and you know, he's doing great things and he's growing as a leader and his team's growing, his product is better. I mean, all those things happen. So I think the worst thing you can do is just kind of fold your arms, sit back mm-hmm. and say, well, you know, I guess I'll just do my job and with your head down, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. do your job, but be the best at it.
Yep.
Yep. So I think that's it.
That's good. I think it's a good shift of perspective. I think so often we can focus on maybe the things that we don't have control over that we wish we do. And what you're saying is no, focus on what you do have control over, focus on your box
mm-hmm. yep.
and work hard and be the best at what you do.
Absolutely. That's good. Absolutely. Focus on, you can't control what other people do. So mm-hmm. you can only control how you respond and how you act. So your work ethic, your demeanor, your integrity, like nobody can take that away from you. Mm-hmm. So nobody can take your work ethic away from you. They can't take away your integrity. You have to give that away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't give it away. So work hard and be the best at what you're doing. And people will notice. Mm-hmm. And if your immediate boss doesn't notice, his boss will notice. And then maybe one day you got his role. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there you go. There you go.
That's
good.
True.
Good. All right, guys. Well, that's about the much time we have for our first inaugural Triple Threat podcast / YouTube live video. Thanks for joining us. And so no matter where you are on YouTube, thanks for watching. If you're listening to this podcast, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, comment on it. And as we already said, for more content, more information, go to andygeorgecoaching.com and put October the 11th in your calendar if you're in the Raleigh-Durham area for the John Maxwell Lives to Lead event. We'll see you again very, very soon next week on our next episode. Have a great rest of your day.